86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League Podcast. My name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee at Section86.com, and I'm a special guest host for this episode. Normally, Andy Hughes is on the mic, but he's taking a little hiatus right now, trying to get moved into his new place. So he said, Blake, go through weeks 1, 2, and 3 and get this thing rolling. So in the first week of the Kewaunee Sports League Fantasy Football, it was OJ's Vegas Bandits over It Burns When I Pee. That was a crushing loss for me. Lost by 2.4 points. The closest margin of victory so far this year has gone to OJ's Vegas Bandits. And then on the next game, we had the Chefs over the Kewaunee Bulldogs. Then we had the Super Bowl bound over the Fighting Illini. Doug lost his first game of the year. And me, myself, and I overtook the Dub Bears, who had a great regular season last year, but starting off the year now 0-1. In the next game, we had All You Suck beat the Skidmarks. And in the final game of week 1, the Aluminum Falcons overtook Prime Time, the newest member of the Fantasy Football League. In week 2, It Burns When I Pee came back with a victory over the Fighting Illini. And the Bears came back and won a game and beat the Kewaunee Bulldogs, who has started the season 0-2. To imagine the Kewaunee Bulldogs starting off 0-2 is a scary thought. The Chefs come back with their second victory of the year, overtaking You All Suck. And, of course, Aaron Hughes and his Super Bowl-bound team beat Prime Time, who went 0-2. So the newest guy in the league starts out at 0-2. The returning champion, Super Bowl bounce, starts the season off 2-0. In the next game, we had OJ's Vegas Bandits over the Aluminum Falcons. And the OJ's Bandits are the biggest surprise in the division, and they've gone 2-0. And in the final game of week 2, the Skidmarks overtook me, myself, and I. So after 2 weeks, there was 3 teams that were undefeated: OJ's Vegas Bandits, the Chefs, and the returning champion, Super Bowl bound. Week 3 started off with Super Bowl bound versus OJ's Vegas Bandits. That's right, the two undefeated teams went against each other, and the Super Bowl bound goes 3-0 over the OJ's Vegas Bandits. The Aluminum Falcons overtook It Burns When I Pee, and the Kewaunee Bulldogs finally get off the schneid and beat All You Suck. Another undefeated team, the Chefs, continue their undefeated season, going 3-0, beating me, myself, and I. And then the Fighting Illini overtook Prime Time. And again, we have to mention Prime Time 0-3 on the schneid, looking like they're going to have a problem all year long. And in the final game of week 3, it was Da Bears overtaking Skidmarks. So after 3 weeks, we have 2 undefeated teams, the Super Bowl bound returning champions, Aaron Hughes leading his team on to a 3-0 start, and the other surprise, the Chefs going 3-0 in the other division. So 2 undefeated teams, what's going to happen? Let's take a look at week 4. We got some great matchups in week 4. First of all, Da Bears taking on It Burns When I Pee. This is a rematch of the first round of the playoffs last year, and It Burns When I Pee overtook the Bears, who had a wonderful regular season but got pounced on by It Burns When I Pee. In the second game, the Fighting Illini, who are kicking it at 1-2, they're going against the Kewaunee Bulldogs, who are also 1-2. So that'll be a good matchup of 2 sucky teams. And then a huge, huge game, the Super Bowl bound with Aaron Hughes leading the pack, is going to go up against the Chefs. Yes, the 2 undefeated teams are going up against each other in week 4. So the winner of that one's going to go out at 4-0 and really have a stranglehold on the league. In the next game, the Aluminum Falcons are going to play You All Suck. And let me tell you, You All Suck and the Aluminum Falcons both suck. No, just kidding. Aluminum Falcons are 2-1 this year, and You All Suck is 1-2. So that'll be a good matchup. In the fourth game, it's going to feature the two last place teams in each division. Me, myself, and I, it's going to take on Primetime. Primetime is the only team without a win. Me, myself, and I, in last place in the Power Tops division, going to be a matchup of the sucky teams. And in the final game of week four, it's going to be the Skidmarks at a 1-2 record are going to go against OJ's Vegas Bandits, who are in second place, and they are 2-1. The OJ's Vegas Bandits are going to be without Steven Jackson, who is out for the week. So we've got a lot of competition going on week four. Week four starts off the inter-division play. The followed Aaron division is going to try to beat the crap out of the Power Tops. So, folks, thank you very much for listening. Andy, thanks for letting me sit in. Wanted to let everybody know to check out It Burns When I Pee at section86.com. It's the only podcast around that talks about real country music. We also definitely have to give a mad shout out to Vertebreakers, which we haven't heard one in a while, but those guys are going to be coming back around. And finally, section86.com has a new podcast, and it's called Creative Tragedies, and our good friend Aaron Hughes documents his life up at grad school. So definitely check out Section 86 and download any of the four podcasts they have available. Again, you're listening to the Kiwani Sports League podcast. I'm Blake Clayton. See you on the other side, bitches.
Don't take the fall. We hate to see that sentencing. Go, last one to get is passed over, looked over, never rehearsed. They spike the water, it's in the blood. Get some, we've underestimated. How can I get some? How can I? How can I? How can I get some? How can I? How can I?